Unforgivable, written by Mike Thomas and read by Matt Addis. He smells citrus and mint and smoked animal flesh as he slides from the beat-up car, reaches back in to grab his belongings from the dusty passenger seat, breathes in the aroma as he shrugs on his rucksack, adjusts his baseball cap and shades, listens to the shouts from the vendors, to the various sound systems battling for attention. Berber flutes, the bouncing bass twang of reggae, the percussive beats of drums iced with the tss of finger cymbals, the music louder and more intoxicating as he wanders through the open entrance gates. Face downcast, he pushes through the sticky bodies of the crowd, through still air which seems to thicken and catch in his throat. This market, this souk, is full. A noisy mess of color and energy, of spices, preserved lemons and handbags, of shawls and carpets and 1,000 pairs of shoes for sale. Clutches of people catching up and talking of family, of loved ones, of all the things which make life tick-tock in that mundane yet wonderful way when you're a part of it. Tick-tock. Tick-tock. And the sun beats down, and they swig at water bottles, sip at spiced tea and freshly squeezed orange juice, hands swinging plastic sacks filled with yams and figs, with third-hand clothing, with decade-old video games, with just-couldn't-resist bargains to be used once and instantly forgotten. He finds the food stall immediately, drawn by the delicious smell drifting on smoke over the crowds. A makeshift grill beneath a sun-bleached canopy, trestle tables lined with earthenware dishes of tabbouleh, hummus, just-charred spiced sausages and myriad sweet pastries. Great shanks of meat hang from the creaking timbers, unbothered by the buzzing flies and casting long shadows onto the faces of the two Somali men. Brothers, they must be, he thinks, eyeing them, who laugh and joke with glossy customers, with the mishmash of nationalities who have flocked here from surrounding towns and villages to cluck in their mother tongues over dried fruits and bowls of couscous. Off to one side, he waits a while. Just is. As unmoving as the air which warms his lungs. The people at the stall are so happy, emitting satisfied moans as they chew. The brothers moving this way and that, rolling wraps, slathering them with harissa, handing them over to grabbing hands. He finds one of his feet tapping to the music, glances around and sees garishly clad women dancing through streams of grinning people. An oily chancer hassling families for a paid photograph with a snake he has draped over one forearm. Tap, tap, tick, tock. He begins to drift, such as the atmosphere. Momentarily forgets where he is. Starts to lose himself. A small part of him enjoying what is going on here. He looks down again, thinks of walking away. Leaving the market, getting into the car and driving into the morning haze. He's a moment from going home when he hears the unmistakable sound of someone hawking mucus from the depths of their chest. Hears them spit the resultant phlegm, sees it land in the dirt just inches from his right foot. It sends a minute mushroom cloud of dust rippling outwards, one edge of it settling on the bald toe cap of his army surplus boot. He glances up from under the brim of his ball cap, notices the three figures. Three teenagers, all faded branded sports gear and leers, staring at him, motionless like him.